What's going on, guys? And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. Are you pushing you, tend to shove on? Give in and you don't give up on. Don't get it out of here this time. I brought a lemon to a knife fight. All right. So, I hope you guys are all having a fantastic week so far. You know, what is this? Episode 4. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Honestly, episode 3, a little rough.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, dude. I totally just cut you off.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, yeah, fucking last time we did this shit, we were way too stoned, so we decided to go at this fucking caffeinated and sober.
And sober, I know. Rewatching episode 3, and,
It
was disappointing. But, yeah. It was just like, dang, dude, we were just way too high. I mean, we sang the Phineas and Ferb theme song. Like, so I have now realized I'm not going to do my podcast stoned. I thought it was a great idea. And I was just like, you know what? Being high makes everything better. And I just sounded like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, naturally.
Naturally. But no, all right, going in, episode 4. I don't have a title for this one. It's just going to come to me. Eventually. Maybe I'll call it for this first story. Because, you know you have those moments where, you think, damn, I'm a terrible person?
Yeah, yeah.
You know the moments I'm talking about? So, like, literally, the other day, I had one of those moments. And so, I was just walking, and I was a little baked, I was feeling good, just out, it was a beautiful day, and I didn't see this lady walking until, like, she was apparently walking next to me for a cool second. So I just didn't notice. But I noticed her. I mean, like, she was, like, 10 feet away. But, like, I noticed her, and right when I noticed her, she did, like, this, like, limp, right? She, like, limped. Yeah. She, like, limped. She was, like, an old lady. She limped. I don't know if she was limping the entire time, so, like, each step she took was a limp. I just caught that one. But she stopped and looked at me, like, after she limped. She, like, stopped and looked at me because she noticed that I was looking at her now. Because I just noticed her. I was just like, oh, there's a lady there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, like, in that moment. And I wasn't staring at her for long. It was, like, 1 second. And at that second, she looked at me. I felt pressure. I don't know why. So I limped in front of her.
You limped with
her. I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I limped and walked away. Yeah. And, like, I don't know why I limped, too. I just mocked her limp and then started walking away. I just, like, put my head down. I was like, did I just mock this poor lady's limp?
Yeah.
I was like,
that's exactly what just happened.
I was like, I'm an awful person. Like, this poor lady's just enjoying her stroll and I just mocked her limp, like, to her.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with me? Oh, shit. But, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely talking about checking morals last night. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, well, you gotta check your morals sometimes. I was just like, dude, the more and more, like, I go through life, the less and less morals I have. The more, like, fucked up shit I find funny.
No, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was because that chick was married, right? And the dude only married her because he got her pregnant. And he was like, man, I don't know if I could do that. If I got a chick pregnant, he just stops talking. He's like, fuck, I really need to check my morals.
Oh, I was like, oh, yeah, dude. It was so bad. Yeah, dude, I was just like, shit, man. I got to check my morals because I was like, I don't know what I would do. I want to think I would do the good, right thing, the honorable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I'm a piece of shit, so I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you like to think so, though.
I like to think I'm the knight in shining armor, but honestly, I'm probably just that creepy wizard in a tower just fucking shit up.
Creepy wizard in a tower just
yeah.
Standing butt-ass naked in the
kidnapping princesses and shit, dude.
Kidnapping princesses and shit.
Bro, I feel like I would make a great Disney villain. I'm just putting it out there. But, like, I would be a realistic Disney villain, you know? I'm not letting them get away with all this bullshit.
People are actually gonna get murdered.
Bro, if Disney, like, would turn, like, all these, like, Disney worlds, like, you know, like, TVMA,
like,
they'd be fire as fuck. Like,
yeah.
Descendants.
Oh, yeah, they made Descendants, like,
yo, so me and this dude, we watched Descendants 3, recently. Don't even, we're not even gonna go in how we ended up on Descendants 3. There's a whole, like, story to that.
We watched the first two as well.
Yeah, we watched the first two. There was a lot. But, like, while we were watching it, I was just like, dude, what if they took, like, Descendants 3 and, like, made it, like, TVMA, like, just, like, straight up, like, Game of Thrones, yeah. Descendants 3. I'm like, this show, or this movie, would be fire.
Mm.
This movie would be absolutely fire.
It's, like, supposed to be a kid's movie, but there's just, like, people's heads just getting lobbed off.
Getting lobbed off and shit. Oh, damn. Oh, bro. Oh, shit. One thing I was, like, even speaking of kids, because you made me think about it. I was thinking, do you remember playing War as a kid?
War? That sounds familiar. Like, just, like
playing War
like
as
Army?
A kid.
Like, just, like, Army? Yeah, yeah, I know what you're
like, playing Army. I saw, like, these kids playing War, and it made me think about it. And I was like, dude, they're probably having the greatest time of their life. Because I remember War. Like, I remember, like, after seeing, like, an action scene in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little kid. Like, when I saw Narnia. Like, we went and saw Narnia, and after that, like, I grabbed my, like, play swords, and I went out, and I had the biggest battle. Like, I mean, I was slaying dragons. I was chopping people's heads off. I rescued kingdoms. Like, the imagination of a kid in a war, I died, like, 12 times and then still came back to life to win the battle. Like, I'm telling you, that shit is epic. Like, if you could, like, make a movie, like, just attach something into a kid's brain.
Yeah.
And it generated what he was seeing while playing War. You would have, like, the greatest war movie you've ever seen in your life.
Hey, if you're one of those kids that play Army and go, oh, I got an invincible suit, you can't kill me, you're a fucking
bitch.
Yeah,
fuck you. You need to die. Like, I remember playing War with my friends, and he'd get shot. I'd be like, I'm coming, bro! And, like playing medic, bro, working on him to get him back in the fight. After, like, you're getting shelled and shit, bro. That shit went hard.
Dude, I thought about this the other day. So, when I was a kid, we used to play Navy SEALs. And basically, what we would do is we'd have, like, a drill instructor. And he would just, and our buddy would just basically just have us, like, low crawling, like, doing all sorts of, like, random shit that really sucked looking back on it. And now after, like, going through military training and everything, you know, I realized I was willingly participating in hazing when I was a little kid and just, like, had fun with it. I was like, yeah, haze me. Just like, fuck.
I didn't know. I was having epic fantasy battles, man.
Like, I was really just like,
fuck being realistic, bro. I was flying in on a spaceship. Dude, I used to, like, take the couch. And you know, like, how you, like, normal, like, it's like you have the longer couch and then you have that, like, that shorter couch that sits two.
Yeah.
It's like the three-seater, then the two-seater, and then you have the love seat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's the love seat. The two-seater's the love seat, right?
Yeah, the two-seater's the love seat.
The recliner,
yeah.
And then a recliner. Yeah. I would take the love seat and I would flip it, like, sideways and connect it to the three-seater. And it would look like a Star Wars gunship to me.
Oh, I see.
So, like, I'd climb in, and I'd be, like, flying the ship, and, like, I'd pop out with my gun, and I'd be in, like Vietnam-style battles, man.
Yeah.
Like, shit, send me back to those days, bro. I swear, bro, tonight, like, I'm gonna pull out my lightsaber. And
tonight we're getting baked as fucking playing Army. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone would actually guess what color crystal I have in this lightsaber.
Red.
I fucking hate you. You know I have red in there.
Oh, I thought maybe you switched it out because you didn't show up to the trick last night.
No.
Oh. You should have.
I do have red.
You totally should have whipped that out.
Just whipped it. Yo, let me whip out my lightsaber, girl.
Let me whip out loud.
You want to see my red kyber crystal?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
No, dude, those are sick. I love Star Wars, as you can see. Over here with my Mando helmet.
Dude,
and then this is sick. It's a Stormtrooper helmet. And
dude,
my little brother painted it Zelda. Tight as fuck.
You gotta have sex with a chick in the dark one time. And like when you turn the light on. Or
I
like,
just have the Mando helmet.
Yeah,
on.
I have the Mando helmet and the lightsaber.
The helmet stays on during sex. Oh yeah, dude. Turn off the lights and then like just get up. And she's like, where you go? And then you just turn on the lightsaber and you're the Mando helmet like in the corner of the room. she's like, what the fuck, dude?
God damn.
Hell, dude, I swear, dude, if I ever get married, like, if, maybe, who knows, life is a crazy adventure, but, like, me and my wife's sex life is gonna be fire. I'm not saying that, like, hype me up or anything, like, I have my 3 minutes of fame sometimes.
Everybody does.
Everyone does, but I'm saying, like, I would have fun like that. I think it'd be so much fun to, like, set up some weird, like, oh, sweet, it's Wednesday, it's me and my wife's sex night or something like that. And, like, what are we gonna do tonight? Hey, yo, dress up like Jabba the Hutt, and I'm gonna dress up like Princess Leia.
You're gonna be dressed
up as Jared. Yeah, so I'll be in the bikini. She's gonna be in like that inflatable Jabba the Hutt thing.
That shit's getting kinky.
I know, right? Fuck? Like, I'm telling you, but like, that shit would be fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be funny because like, you and your wife would be laughing. I swear, bro, a married couple's gonna listen to this and be like, honey, I know what we're doing tonight.
Uh-huh.
You get the Jabba suit, I'll get the bikini.
I'll get the bikini. Princess Leia in a bikini.
Yeah, dude, get like one of the chains, throw some choke. Oh, we're going right now, demon.
Oh shit, going right deep into fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars sex play.
Yeah, sex role play. Yeah,
bro, that's the thing, man, and it's probably fire as fuck.
Haven't had the chance to try it yet.
No, I have not tried it yet. I will, with my special someone. My mom doesn't listen to this podcast, so I'm chilling.
She listened to some of the one we did on the what was it?
Dude, I swear it's like been one of the weirdest things to navigate. Like, this is actually like a thing that I actually wrestle with.
Mm.
Is like, so I love my parents so much. Like, I love my parents. But I know they do not agree with like my sense of humor, kind of lifestyle-ish, like how I do my like my shit.
Right.
And, so it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm gonna do what I wanna do because I believe in chasing your dreams. I believe in doing what you wanna do.
Right.
And, you know, be true to who you are. 100%. But it kind of sucks because, like, I wanna put out so much stuff, but I sometimes have to think, be like, crap, dude. Like, if my parents see this or they hear me, like, saying this about this or whatever, like, they low key, when I see them, I get the, like, disappointment looks sometimes or whatnot. I know they love me no matter what, but it's like one of those things. Sidetrack, we're going off. That's my own personal issues.
Yeah, your own personal
My own issues. Mommy and daddy issues I got.
Nobody cares about your family issues.
I know. I don't even have any family issues. Like, but they're all great. It's just me, like, being subconscious going, like, I don't want my mom to hear me say fuck, but, you know, that's how I talk.
Honestly, I think you should take all of your issues and problems, just put them in a box, push them deep down, and tell nobody about them.
Yeah, you're right.
Be a man.
Be a man. Hey, fuck your emotions. Take that shit. Shove it deep down in your throat. Be a man.
Put it in a box and throw that bitch in the middle of the ocean.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Dude, I love those TikToks. The Be a Man guy. Dude, he's so fucking funny. Be a man.
Be a man. Yeah.
Be a man. I love it. Now, I had something else, but one thing I thought about. Are dad bods still in? Our dad bod's still in.
That's a great question.
Because, it was one of those things, like, I was talking to a chick, and, like, she was like, I'm washing my car. And I was like, oh, yo, let me slap a white t-shirt on, and I'll come help you. But, you know. And she was like, wouldn't you want me in a white t-shirt? And I was like, not really. I'm kind of, like, got this dad bod thing going on, and it's super sexy.
Yeah.
And it made me think, I was like, yo, dad bods was, like, a craze for a little bit. Is it still in? Because if it is, I'm not going to go back to the gym. I've been thinking about working out again, but if dad bods are still in, fuck going to the gym.
I think it's more, like, dependent on the chick. I think there probably are some girls out there that are, like, fucking, like, really into dad bods.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think there's other girls that are just, like, not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to the dad bod. Or, I mean, go back to the gym. I already got the dad bod. I don't got to go back to that. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh! Dude, you know what I got another one of yesterday?
What?
One of those Snapchat girl scams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know we've been talking about this. So, I don't know who else does this, but it's like one of those little, I get a kick out of it in life.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I get, like, those girls that add you on Snapchat or your social media. And, like, you know they're fake because the first thing they send you is, hey, baby, where are you located? And I love playing along with these things.
Mm-hmm.
I took one so far. Like, it was, like, a girl, like, on Bumble. Definitely could tell, like, something was up. Because she, like, immediately was like, hey, you ever want a sugar mama? And I was like, fuck yeah, I've always wanted a sugar mama. Like, hell yeah. And she's like, oh, this is what we're going to do. This is why I'm going to pay you. Blah, blah, blah. I took that shit all the way. Because then she's like, oh, can I have your number? I'm like, fuck yeah, you can have my number, sugar mama. So I give her my number, she starts texting me, and, I'm going along with it, and then she's like, let's email. And I'm like, you're into email? She's like, well, I want to role play a student teacher. emailing would fit the thing. And I was like, bet, let's email. So she's emailing me. I'm emailing her like, oh, Miss Perez, like, I've never felt this way. I'm only like a 16-year-old boy, like, just figuring out how to be a man, like, shit like that. Having so much fun.
Going deep with it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I have so much fun. And then, like, when I get bored of it, I just stop and, like, of course, block the person, delete it all, and just, like, fuck that shit. But I'll take this shit so far. I find a little pleasure out of it. Or, like, when, like, you get a call, and it's like, hello, where... Oh, wow, I should not make that voice. Oh, that was terrible. Oh, wow.
We'll just rewind.
No, yeah. No rewinding that. But, no, but I'm sorry. It's generally Indian people that are calling. Like, I'm not racist at all, but when I think telemarket, that's the voice I hear. But, like, when they
when
call, like...
This bad boy on them.
Huh?
So when you whip out this bad boy on them.
Oh, the sword I got in Africa?
Yeah.
It's either Africa or Guatemala.
He doesn't remember.
I don't remember where I got this sword. But it was, and it's a real sword and all. It's like made like a hide or whatnot and whatnot. But yeah,
that's sick. Oh,
I got it in Guatemala, or Africa, in Ethiopia, one of the two. So I'm just like the most interesting man in the world.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Those socks.
I just look. So if I come up with an idea for like this podcast, I'll write it out on my phone. And one of my note suggestions is shirt taking off while shitting.
Explain.
So I remember, yeah, I was taking a shit and it was a battle for my life kind of shit. It was like, you know, and I took my shirt off. As you should do.
Because you're just sweating.
I was sweating. It was a battle for my life. I was grabbing like the wall and shit. And I took my shirt off. And I'm like, I know other guys do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's just a universal thing. We do this. You've taken your shirt off during a mean shit.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, I know for a fact, like, guys, do girls take their shirt off while shitting? Like, is that just a guy thing or is it a girl thing too? Like, if a girl's fighting for her life in the stall, is she like, I'm just gonna pop my top? Does she keep the bra on too or does she take the bra off too? She go full shirtless or what? I just like burp. Yeah. Girls take their shirts off while shitting like men? Bra on or off? I wanna know.
Ever tell you about that dude that was jerking off in the stall next to me?
What?
Oh, yeah.
You were just loud as fuck with it or something?
Yeah, dude, in the squad days during training, you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about, like,
yeah.
Boot camp?
ITB.
Oh, ITB?
Yeah, so, dude was fucking, like, jerking off, and you could see his shadow, and I'm just sitting there casually trying to take a shit, and next thing I know, this dude comes and starts slapping the stall, because I'm in the one next to him, so I just hear, oh, I was like, Jesus Christ, that dude just nutted out half of his fucking, like... half his weight.
I definitely, so my ITB jerk off story was we definitely would race in the stalls. If there was a group of us in the stalls, someone would go, hey, jerk off battle, go! And like, we would all just start jerking. And you have to be truthful. We're not all staring at each other. We're all in our different stalls. Don't get weird. This is not a jerkle circle.
Jerkle circle,
but no. It was just us, our own dicks in our own hands.
Your individual stalls, like
yes,
the stall and everything.
But yeah, like when you'd go and then you'd yell out like when you nutted, you'd be like, oh, done.
You know what really?
And you'd be like, oh, damn it.
You know what really messed with me in boot camp is how they didn't have doors on the stalls.
Yes.
So like you would just be taking a shit and just staring the dude across.
No, dude, I had some of the best conversations though while shitting and staring into another man's eyes.
Yeah, I know it's weird. Nah,
like,
it's weird,
oh, dude, I remember me and this one dude. His name was Diaz.
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to Diaz. Diaz, if you ever somehow come across this, come like say hi to me, dude.
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to you, man. But we were just shitting, dude, and we would talk about all sorts of stuff, bro. From music and all sorts of stuff, and we'd be like, dude, you know what? You ever hear that song before you got to boot camp, the one that just got released, and be like, oh yeah, dude, that song was fire. And like,
and you have no idea that there's like a bunch of bangers that already dropped.
Oh, dude,
boot camp.
I remember hearing Sunflower by Post Malone and, Sway Lee.
While you were in boot camp?
While I was in boot camp. Like, yeah, I remember, dude, our drill instructor walked out with a speaker, and he was like, since you guys have been good, I'm gonna like, put some music on. And he was like, this song just came out and put it on. I just remember hearing the, like, how the song starts, and just, like, putting, like, my ear to that speaker. I'm like, music, outside world, new song. Like, this song's a banger.
Dude, I got my drill instructor to play Bo Mambo when we were practicing drill, before final drill. And he's like, anybody have a song request? And I was like, play Bo Mamba, sir. And Yeah, Shaq West. Yeah, I'm Shaq West, and I'm really, really rich. But we're like,
I don't think I know this song.
You don't? Yeah, yes, you do.
Maybe I'll play it later.
But yeah, fucking, like, all this, yeah, I'm Shaq West, and I'm really rich. And we're doing drill to this song. It's like, what the fuck? I got a hoes. You've definitely heard this song. It's like, I got hoes calling.
I know Boats and Hoes.
Boats and Hoes, yeah.
Damn. But shit. Oh, man. Thinking about shitting and looking into other guys' eyes right now. And
fucking, what's that show called? Boondocks. You remember from
Boondocks?
From Rags to Bitches?
Yeah. I don't think I watched it much. I definitely seen parts of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. When I was a kid, the shows I watched was Avatar The Last Airbender. I have a tattoo of it. So, yes, I am a fan.
Yes, I am a fan.
I am a fan. Star Wars. Bigger fan. Have a tattoo of Star Wars. Yes, I do. what else is it? Just going off of tattoos. I got a Zelda tattoo. I got a Game of Thrones tattoo. I got some nerdy tattoos. I got a Halo tattoo.
I only got three tattoos.
And then I think those are my only nerdy ones. And then I have like other ones like a galaxy tattoo and some other, like five other tattoos.
I got a Rose tattoo, a Barracks tattoo, and then one that I had some chick give me in my apartment when I was 18.
Dude, I think it'd be fun to get a tattoo gun and like draw myself. I've been seeing a friend of mine do that.
I just
like,
suck at drawing, so I would just hate to
fuck like, up everything. Yeah, dude, he posts on his Snapchat story. His name's Colton. And he literally just like on his story just has a tattoo gun and he doodles on his leg.
Yeah.
Like he just has like 12 in on his thigh that he just draws. He's like, I don't know why I keep doing this. I'm a terrible drawer. And they're actually like, they didn't look terrible, but like the lines are all messed up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I mean, it's got.
I think it'd be fun. I would do something like that on my thigh, just like tattoo.
It's gotta be better than this one. This one was painful. No, it's a tiny little shitty tattoo, but it was the most painful tattoo I got so far.
Was it? It wasn't stick and poke, was it?
No, it was like an actual tattoo gun, but he was just like digging it in and dragging it because he didn't know what he was doing and he was drunk
as
fuck.
Man, I remember back in high school, motherfuckers like doing stick and poke.
Yeah.
I always looked at them like they were idiots. And I was just like, why? And they would do like those like small ones, like the smiley faces.
Yeah, like little prison tats.
Yeah, like little prison tats. They'd be just sitting in a park, bro, just dipping a needle and just like smoking weed. And I'd just be standing there like, why? Like, you're just sticking this dumb little needle in you. I'm like, go get a natural tattoo or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I told
you in high school you can't legally go get a tattoo. I mean, I guess I...
No, yeah, you have to have a parent guardian with you.
I guess I knew people that would have gave me a tattoo, though. Like, I'm sure there are...
Yeah, Minnesota?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's probably plenty of people in California that would give people a tattoo.
It's cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.
What was that one movie with, what's his name? Dating Kanye's ex.
Dating Pete Davidson?
Yeah, Pete Davidson. Fucking, there's a movie with him when he tattoos like a 7-year-old.
I have no idea. I think Pete Davidson is pretty funny. I won't lie. Yeah. I think he's pretty funny. I'd hang out with him.
He might have been King of Staten Island, actually. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
I will check it out. I love movies in general. I've talked about movies. I talked, it was with Rutherford, episode 2. We talked a lot about movies.
Oh, okay.
I love movies. Definitely quickest way to my heart is wanting to sit with me and actually watch good movies.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many movies me and you have watched.
Yeah, I constantly watch movies. I constantly have a new movie on or, it depends. Like, I'll watch a new movie, but for me to watch a new movie, I have to be like, I'm going to sit down and actually watch this movie. I hate putting a new movie on and not being able to pay attention to it.
Yeah, no, we were talking about it the other day. I completely relived my childhood in his living room.
Yeah, because like when I don't want to just sit down and pay attention to a full movie, mm-hmm. I'll still put a movie on, but I'll replay a movie, like one of my favorites.
And it's usually like a Disney movie or some shit, too.
Yeah, Exposed.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Disney. And I love Disney movies.
It's literally just like a flashback to the past. Like,
yeah, I love Disney movies. I love all movies. It's not a Disney movie, but like How to Train Your Dragon.
Love
DreamWorks movies. I just love movies, but Disney, DreamWorks.
Just like kids
all
movies
that
are actually really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I feel like they put a lot more money into like a lot of the kids movies.
Bro, I just thought of, oh my gosh, you know what we should watch? Did you ever watch, what's her name? Oh, it's gonna kill me. It was like Xenon, the space girl. It was like a Disney original movie. It's like when
sounds,
I was like 7 or something.
That sounds really familiar, yeah. Like, it's spelled with an X, right? Xenon?
Yeah,
like,
something, bro. We should get, dude, like later. We're just, oh, fuck. You're leaving soon, man.
Yeah,
but
tomorrow.
We'll just get baked as fuck and put Xenon on. We'll FaceTime, watch Xenon baked as fuck.
Yeah,
we'll keep our movie streak going. Don't worry, we won't stop here.
I bet. I know on like iPhone, there's like a way that you can watch movies together with people. I'm not sure.
Yeah, or they even have it in the apps, I think, where you can link like Hulu and all that.
Yeah.
I know I've done it with people.
Yeah.
I know, like me and my ex. We did that. We'd watch movies together, long distance. And it's such a shame that she died.
To me. It's terrible.
Ah, damn.
He keeps telling people that his ex is dead.
I know, when everyone did, that's what I say.
They're
dude.
Like, oh my god, that's terrible.
Yeah, dude, when
like,
anyone ever asks me, bro, like, or like, ever been in a relationship, I'm like, yeah, I've been in one. I was like, yeah, we broke up. And they're like, oh, why'd you break up? I'm like, a long story, whatnot, and it's such a shame she died. And then they'd be like, what? They'd be like, oh, that's terrible. I'm like, yeah, to me.
Yeah, she died to me.
Oh, damn. Shit. Alright, dude, but.
Somebody's gonna start posting to my like, one of these times. Like, I'm sorry to hear you about your passing. She's gonna be like, what?
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, they know she's not dead if they're messaging her. They'd be like messaging her parents.
No, they're gonna be like posting it on Facebook. Like,
that rest in peace.
Yeah, that type shit. She's gonna be like, I'm still alive.
I'm still alive. Where are you hearing that I'm dead?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Alright, but I think I'm solid on this podcast episode.
Yeah, this one was pretty good.
This one was awesome. Like,
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
That was definitely a lot better than the...
Oh, yeah, being just absolutely stupid stoned.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck yeah.
So sober and caffeinated is the way to go.
Sober and caffeinated is the way to go.
Nice, alright.
Well, I guess, fuck yeah. Have a great rest of you guys' week whenever you're listening to this, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Wow.
Wow. But yeah, hell yeah, I'm Zach, this is fucking Uriah, and much love always.
This is episode 4.
Episode 4, we're out!